Aleichem and welcome back to our Shirin Sfasemes, Parsha Shmini, Parsha Sachoidesh, Tavshin Pei Dalet. We find one of the years in which Parsha Shmini and Parsha Sachoidesh fell out on the same week, similar to the way it does this year, in the year Tavresh Lamed Hei, the Sfasemes goes ahead and describes and explains the connection between Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini, between the inauguration of the Mishkan, and the concept of Achoidesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, tying the two together in an unbelievable way. The Sfasemes points out that the Gemara in Megillah and the Yudam Erbei says, Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini, was a tremendous joy that took place on this eighth day. On the eighth day, the final day of the Chanukas HaMishkan, on the day when Klal Yisrael started using the Mishkan as a regular Mishkan on a regular daily basis, Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini, says the Gemara in Megillah, the joy that was on that day was as great as the joy at the beginning of the creation of the world. V'Erev V'Boiker Yoyim Echad, Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini, says the Gemara, the joy was exactly the same. The joy at the beginning of creation and the joy of Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini was exactly the same. Explains this Sfasemes, why was the joy so great? What was the simcha in the Binyan HaMishkan? It was a beautiful thing for us in the Mikdash, for Shechanti B'Seichem, but why was the joy so great and why is it connected to Briyas HaOlam? Says the Heilige Sfasemes, the reason why the Rabbanu Shem created the world, Ki Ba'olam Hazeh Hashem created the world in a way that we're only able to see the world of physicality. But the goal of creation, the goal of why Hashem created Shemayim and Aretz, was for us to be able to take Aretz, for us to be able to take the physical world and to be able to discover the godliness, the Kedusha hiding underneath the physical reality of this world. For us to be able to take the Zion, the seven, which represents Teva, and to be able to connect it to something which is above Teva, to be able to recognize and to be able to reveal the elokus, the godliness hiding inside of all of nature. The point of creation is for it to look like the Rabbanu Shalom's hiding and for us to go ahead and seek out the Rabbanu Shalom and to find the Rabbanu Shalom. And therefore, says this Sfasemes, even though the word Vayehi generally refers to something which is a tsar, Vayehi Bayoyim, the Gemara over there in Megillah says that Vayehi is something which is a lashon of tsar, because Vayehi means Olam HaTeva. Vayehi means it was. It's something physical. It's something limited. It's something which has constraints. It's something Vayehi. It is. Once something becomes a creation, once something becomes physical, then it's already stuck to that world of physicality. It's already limited, and it doesn't have the ability to be connected to something which is above Teva, above nature, above seven. But when it came to Vayehi Bayoyim HaShmini, even though it was Vayehi, even though it was a creation, even though there was something that was created, something physical that was created, but because it was Bayoyim HaShmini, because it was connected to the number eight, it was the ultimate simcha, the simcha which brought the joy that was at the beginning of creation to completion. Hashem created the world with the goal of Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini. Hashem created the world with the goal of number eight, for us to be able to take seven, which represents nature, and to be able to connect it to something higher than nature, to be able to recognize that world of Ruchnius, which is hiding inside of nature. And therefore, Vayehi is a sad lashon, and Vayehi means that something is, it's physical, it's confined, it's constrained, it is what you see, and there's nothing more than that once something becomes a creation. Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini is the ultimate simcha. Havaya always means it is this way, it is limited. Ach, says this Sfasemes, Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini, who simcha. That's the ultimate simcha, ki yavaya azeh, misakin kol avaya sheva olam. This creation, the creation of the Mishkan, that which is able to unite Shemayim and Aretz, that which we're able to reveal the va'asi l'mikdash v'shechanti b'seicham, Hashem's presence in this physical world, that is the ultimate joy that is able to come. And therefore, the joy at the beginning of creation, of Yi'era v'yibayker yom echon, becomes completed when we're able to move past the 7 days of creation and able to move to that point of the Yihiba yom hashmini, to reveal the eighth, to reveal that world which is above. Shemayna comes from the same Isis as the word neshama, to be able to reveal the neshama in creation. That's the ultimate simcha of Vayehi, where there's a creation, but it's not a physically limited creation. Rather, it's a creation which is there in order to be able to reveal the elokus, the godliness, hiding inside of all of Derech HaTava. Zaktis Vasemes, that's the joy of Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini, and that's the joy of Achodesh Hazel Lachem. We mentioned last week that Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, the Pasuk in Kehelet says, that if we live in the world of the sun, that Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. However, in the world of Lamala Men HaShemesh, in the world of above the sun, in the world of Ruchnius, everything's always brand new. And that's what the Rabbanu Shem is giving us when he took us out of Mitzrayim. The first mitzvah that was given is Achodesh Hazel Lachem, Reish Chadashim, Shenitin Zeh HaKoyach L'Bnei Yisrael, La'oris Chachas Ma'olam Elyon. The Rabbanu Shem gave us the capability to be able to reveal the schachas, to be able to reveal that which is new in this world. How do you reveal something new in this world if ain kol chadash tachas hashemesh, if there's nothing new in this physical world? Says this Vasemesh, only by rising above the physical world, only by rising above the world of physicality, above the world of constraints, above the world of tzimtzum and gvul, to rising to the world of ruchnius, then you're able to reveal the ruchnius within the physical place. And you're able to recognize that a chodesh hazeh, you can have constant eschatzos in the world of lechem. We know that the Gemara in Beitzah says that the word lechem means the chol tzorcheim. That anytime it says the word lechem means your physical things that you need. But a chodesh hazeh lechem, says this Vasemes, means that you can take lechem, you can take physicality, you can take the chatzi lechem, and you can reveal eschatzos, you can reveal newness within the lechem, by recognizing and believing and understanding that that newness comes from the world of Lamala Menateva, in the world of HaChodesh HaZelechem, in that world in which we're able to break out of the Mitzrayim, break out of the constraints of the physical world, and recognize Vayihi B'Yom HaShmini. And therefore these two things go hand in hand. Vayihi B'Yom HaShmini means Vayihi is creation, but the goal of Vayihi B'Yom, the goal of a physical creation, a Yom which is limited, is to connect it to Shmini, to connect the 7 days of the world, the seven parts of creation, to connect it to the Shmini. And the goal of a Chodesh Zelechem is the exact same thing. Hashem gave us the secret of renewal by explaining to us that if we take the Lechem, if we take physicality and recognize the Ruchnius within physicality, recognize the Neshama within it, recognize the number 8 within the set, within the world of 7, then we'll be able to have a Chodesh Zelechem Reish Chadashim, and will truly be able to be free people which are not limited to the world of the nature. And therefore the Sfas Emes ends off with the most powerful, one of the most powerful sentences you'll find in all of Sfas Emes. Ube Emes kol advar me oylam hazeh. Everything in Olam Hazeh shenira be'enei ha'adam kemoneam oysoime avoydes ha'boyrei. Says the Sfas Emes, everything that looks like it's getting in the way of us serving the Rabbanu Shalom, everything that looks like it's an obstacle which is not allowing us to move forward in avoydes Hashem, says this Vasem, is those things that you look like, that looks to you like a roadblock, those things that look like a barrier, that which looks like it's getting in the way of you being able to serve Hashem, is not getting in your way. It's not a roadblock. It's not there for you to trip over, and it's not there as a way to be able to hold you back from Avodas Hashem. On the contrary, those things were put in your path in order for you to elevate them. Those things which are physical, the physical challenges and problems that we have, and the spiritual challenges and problems that we have, are there in order for us to be able to elevate them. They've come close to us. They've jumped onto our path, not to get in our way, but on the contrary, to come close to us so that we can elevate them. How do we elevate them? By revealing the ruchnius inside of them. Those things that look like obstacles are not obstacles. They're opportunities for us to elevate them, to recognize that these things are not rocks in the road. These things are opportunities for us to be able to elevate and to be able to recognize that within the physical challenges, within the difficulties, within the roadblocks, within that which is getting in our way, we're able to reveal the shmeina, able to reveal the neshama, able to reveal the ruchnius, and in that way, be able to elevate them. And those things jumped onto our path, begging us to be able to elevate them, begging us to be able to reveal the Rabbanu Shalom within the physical world, to be able to attach ourselves to that joy of Vayihi B'Yom HaShmini. And that's the avoda of this Shabbos, to connect the world of Shmini to the world of HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Reish Chadashim, to recognize that these two things both mean exactly the same thing. The ability to recognize Ruchnius within a physical world, the ability to find the Neshama within the guf, the ability to be able to find the ruchnius and the Rabbanu Shalom within the obstacles or in the way, by recognizing that they're not obstacles, rather opportunities for us to be able to elevate them. They've come close to us so that we can elevate them. And Rosh Hashanah, by doing that, will be zeichen not to live in the world of tachas haShemesh, not to live in the physical world, but rather to rise above the physical world, above the Shemesh, and to be able to attach ourselves to the constant eschadshus of Shiru Lanu Shir Chadash, will be zeichen Rosh Hashanah to the Geula Asida, when HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Reish Chadash will be our reality, and we'll be able to live every moment as if it's the first moment that we've ever lived with constant eschadshus. Have a great Shabbos.